Zohar, Chok Yisrael, Parshas Mishpatim, Day 1. An excerpt from 128a. Taina, we learned. Yisrael Ikron Kodesh, Israel are called holy. Beginning in Kodesh, because they're holy. Asa Leila Enesh Mikali Chavi Bishmodigna. It's forbidden for a person to call his friend by disparaging name. Lokanoish Molachavri. And not to nickname his friend with something derogatory. Won't chase Sagin, his punishment is great. Closure can wheel in a corner. How much more so with other things? In other words, say like bad words besides calling him by a bad name. Tana, we learned, see if it's written in Tehillim 34:14. Guard your tongue from bad. Mao, what does it mean from bad? To begin Lishna Bisha, Mara Nachtamiyal, because of bad tongue, saying bad things. So ailments descend to the world. Amr Biyasi, said Rabbi Yasi, Kolman de Koy the Chavi Bishmot Lesbe. Anyone who calls his friend by a name that there is not to him, in other words, he makes up a nickname and he says it in a way that's derogatory to him, so he is also grabbed for what there is not in him. He becomes accused of some type of a crime he didn't do and has to suffer for it. Some may suspect him that he ate the piece of chocolate cake when he really didn't and yelled at him. Kolman dekoy dechavrei Russia. Anyone who calls his friend wicked, nachten leganim, they bring him down to hell. Nachten leiloi, they bring him down to the negative spirits. Barin and chetzifin diraisa, except those that are brazen in the Torah. Deshoy le, the inish the mikri lehu Russia. It's forbidden. It's permissible for a person to call them wicked. And that's measure for measure because they are brazen against the Torah, so they deserve it. But in general, we're not supposed to focus on negative traits of a person, only on the good things. And a person who does chesed shalom, measure for measure, he brings bad upon himself. How do you draw the line? This person has to pray to Hashem to know when someone is bad, when they've stepped across the line, and become so brazen that it's permissible and productive to call them wicked and when not. There was a person who cursed his friend. Past review. He said, he said, like wicked, I made him. In other words, I didn't call him wicked. I said he was like being wicked. In other words, he himself is good, but he has to know that he did something that's like being wicked, and therefore he should repent. So, Rabbi Yasi, as he's coming to Yehuda, he came in front of Yehuda, Amalei, he said to him, Rasha lo kamin alei. He didn't say to him, wicked, Ella, kir Russia, like a Russia. The Aschazi Mila kir Russia, that his issues appear like one who is wicked. Lo minit I Russia, didn't say he is wicked. As this is going back on the original statement that Israel is called holy. So since they're intrinsically holy, you can't call them wicked. If they do something, step out of line, and it's only that they appear like that. It's important to make that distinction. But if a person goes past a certain line a lot, being very brazen, then in order to awaken him to repentance, his merit, it's permissible to call himself wicked in order to like give him a smack in order he should get back in line and repent. Asa Rabbi Yehuda came Rabbi Yehuda v'shol la'ovda kamei Rabbi Elazar, and he asked about this story in front of Rabbi Elazar. In other words, what is the proper way of looking at this, the proper Torah perspective? Amalei said to him, v'adai lo eschayv. He said certainly he was not obligated to have a punishment because he did the right thing. When someone did something bad by saying that you're like being wicked. From where do we know this? The Chesiv is written in Eicha 2:5. Hoya Hashem ke'oyev. Hashem was like an enemy. Lo oyev, not an enemy, but just like one. Di lav hochi, because if it were not like that, lo ishtar mi Yisrael gizim ra'am, would not be left from Israel. Any branches in the world. So Hashem just made it as if in order to bring us back in repentance. We didn't do it absolutely. So certain things that need to be done only somewhat, and this is drawn from the secret of the intermediary category, which is the Keser, which is in between the infinite and the finite. And that's what you have in grammar called the Chaf HaDinyan, the Kit, which means like, something that is comparative, which is the intermediary between two things, drawn from the Keser, which gives us the ability to relate to something that intrinsically is not like that, in order to make the birurim, in order to fix up what has to be fixed up, by being somewhat like something. Same vein, it says in exile that the Shekhinah divine presence was like a widow. Also there in Eicha, at the very beginning, lo almana, not a widow, ki almana, like a widow. In what sense? That her husband went to the ends of the sea. Some island, something, and she waits for him. So we know that Hashem will go back to Am Yisrael, to the Shekhinah, and will merit to be redeemed. But in the meantime, we moan and bewail over this, that we are alone and like a widow, without the light of Hashem shining to us in a revealed way. Amar Rabbi Chiya, said Rabbi Chiya, Mehacha, from here, mashma, it's implied, Mehasam, mashma. From there, it's implied, we can learn out from a different place. Dehuikara dekul, which is the main of every, main one of all, the prime classic example of this principle. As we will see, the Chsiv, it's written in Yechezkel 1:26. Val dmus akisei dmus kmara odom, and upon the image of the throne, as the image, like the appearance of an odom, a person. Kmara odom, like the appearance of a person. Lo mara odom, not the appearance of a person. And this is the root of them, this is connected to what I mentioned about the secret of the Keser, the intermediary between the infinite and the finite. So here, the Yechezkel is speaking. The Rizal says he was standing in the world of Yetzirah, looking the world of Bria, which itself was a reflection of Atzilus, is a reflection of Atzilus. So it's that explains all of these terms, the image like the appearance of, the three levels removed, that he saw the vision of the infinite light clothed in the world of Atzilus, coming in an image like through Yetzirah Bria, that he saw through Yetzirah. And through all these intermediate categories, he was able to relate to the infinite one and get a vision of Hashem. And from that comes all of the things in the world necessary sometimes to do a little bit, but not completely, on all the levels to the Seder Yishtalshus. Amar Rabbi Yitzchok, said Rabbi Yitzchok, see if it's written a verse in Shir Shirim 2:3. Ketapuach batzei ha-ya'ar, like an apple in the trees of the forest. Thus is my beloved among the daughters, meaning the nations of the world. It's referring to Hashem praising Am Yisrael among the nations. Kitapuach, like an apple. Lo kitapuach, not an apple. Kitapuach, like an apple. The misporsha begavonoi, that is spread out in colors, in its colors. Begavunin es achtemila. And this shoe is united in colors, which means it spreads out, all of the spheres spread out through the Shekhinah, Knesset Yisrael, to Malchus, spreading out to Am Yisrael. To this we see in the expression of the people relative to each other, and also in each person, an expression of all the colors of all the divine attributes. And that's what's special about us, that Hashem's divine attributes appear through us and manifest in the world. Amr Yehuda, Ida lo asina hacha el mishim bilin elein tai. Said Yehuda, had he not come here except to hear these words, it would have been enough. He was so appreciative of the greatness of this chiddush.